Ninth Station, Jesus Falls a Third Time. Do you ever just feel stuck? Trapped in the same old stuff, the same problem, the same habit. You're in this circumstance that just won't go away, won't get any better. You cry out for help, you pray, you beg our Lord to take it away, but it doesn't go away. What do you do? I remember back when I was in seminary, I had a really bad concussion. It happened in October that year. I was really excited to be in class, to learn that year. There's a lot of really good courses that we were taking, really good teachers, and to be with my friends. And then so fast, all of it was taken away. My head hurt so bad. I couldn't think straight. Everything was cloudy, fuzzy, and it just kept going on and on and on and on and on. So much so, I even had to withdraw from the semester. And I remember feeling so frustrated, so trapped, and so alone. But yet at the same time, I knew that our Lord willed my good. I knew that He had a plan for me. I knew that He loved me. I didn't know what it was or how it would come about. But every step of the way, He was there. I had to rely entirely on the help from others. I could do nothing by myself. And yet it was exactly where our Lord wanted me. One of the first people that came to visit me as I was recovering from this concussion was the bishop. I'll never forget when he came in. It was like Jesus had come over to see me. Someone who knew me, someone I was familiar with. I wasn't going to school in the diocese at the time. And to see the look of love that he had on his face for me, the care and concern, I'll never forget that. I felt so loved through him. Jesus, when he fell, not just once, not just twice, but a third time, kept going because of you. Because he loves you. He knows you and has been desperately yearning to meet you where you hurt. Where you feel isolated and alone, where you feel completely helpless. In the 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. He has absolutely nothing, humiliated all before the crowd. In our poverty, in our nakedness, in the pain and the suffering of it all, he loves you and desires to enter into your brokenness, into your pain, to bring you out, to give you hope. He loves you so much, but he wants you to trust him, that we might not be able to see beyond the wall in front of us, but he can. He knows what we need before we even ask. But he wants us to seek first his kingdom, to desire what the Father desires for us more than anything else. And he will always, always, always provide the means to do it. He will never tempt us beyond our strength. He will always give us the graces necessary to endure all things. All things work for the good for those who love God. All things. And so during this Lenten season, may we entrust all that we have and all that we are, especially those areas of our heart, those places in our lives where we feel so stuck, trapped, isolated, and alone. May we entrust all of that to our loving Savior who will never leave us orphaned, who will give us everything necessary to be with him forever in heaven.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.